Anne, you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now she'll be joined on the line by Con. Good morning to you, Con.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Oh, great. Great connection there. I'm not too bad. Now, Con, you're talking to us this morning from where?
Well, right now I'm in an area of Bulgaria called just in between the Golden Sands and Aldena. So it's on the Black Sea coast, basically, of Bulgaria.
And the sound actually is quite good, so hopefully that'll keep up. Now, Con, you're doing a walk along the Bulgarian Black Sea coastline from the Turkish border to the Romanian border. Tell us a little bit why you're doing this.
Well, basically, I've been in Bulgaria since February because I've been studying over here as part of an Erasmus programme. Basically, come down to the Black Sea because some recent events, a good friend of mine, Keith Sheridan, and other people over the last few years, including my uncle a few years ago, they took their own life, they committed suicide.
I was gonna visit
the Black Sea anyway, but then because of the recent events, I decided that I'd walk the Black Sea from the border. It's roughly about 500 kilometres. So I decided I'd walk it over 25 days and try and raise some money for Piata House for the Irish mental health service.
Great. Now I know you're in your about your 16th or 17th day walking, is it?
Well, today is actually day 19. So,
I'm roughly about
390 kilometres into the walk so far. So, I should be finished. Either the 31st or the 4th, if I can get finished the day early. Happy days. If not, I'll move into onto the last day, which would be the Tuesday, the 4th of September.
Yeah, it's a great cause. I've done many interviews here about with Pieta House and with Aware and all the organisations, and it is an ongoing, you know, problem. It seems to be getting worse, suicide rates here in Ireland, and you know, something really has to be done. We need more help out there for suicide. But when you said you lost a friend and an uncle, I mean, that's a lot. That's that's two close people to you alone. Like, we all know, I think most people might know now, or have someone close to them who has died through suicide. And it's not good enough. It's too high. The numbers are just getting higher and higher. And it is great you're doing this to, raise awareness and raise money to help Pieta House.
Yeah, well, I totally agree, Debbie. I mean, it's not just Keith or my uncle. I've lost other friends as well over the years. And it just seems to be it's almost like a monthly thing now, where I see a friend of a friend posting on Facebook, rest in peace, you know, to a young man or woman who has decided to take their own life. And I don't know, I'm not an expert in the field, far from it, but I just know that it's like, especially in Ireland, like, for some reason it's a very, very high rate of suicide in Ireland. I mean, it's on average it's about 500 people a year, and for a small population,
It's too high. That's
shocking numbers, really, and it's gone up 200% now, as far as I know, since COVID has kicked in, and people are starting to worry about losing jobs. So, I think the pressures of the society in Ireland at the moment not being able to afford rent, not being able to get a mortgage unless you move home to your parents' house. I mean, like, if you're 25, 30 years old, you don't want to be living at home with your parents. But in most cases, it's almost impossible to rent or save for a mortgage, which is kind of what people want to do. And you know, there's a lot more to it than that. But there's so many pressures in life at home, and it boils down to like a socioeconomic kind of thing where it's every day you're almost struggling to make ends meet. There's constantly bills.
I know.
And then there's problems. Like, I mean, I know another friend of mine who thankfully got better, but he actually lost his home because of pyrite, and him and his wife lost thousands, and they didn't get anything back. And he actually got very ill and had to go to hospital, and he had pneumonia and so on. And you can call it a coincidence or not, but I mean, that was clearly down to stress of life,
right,
and you know, losing his apartment and so on, and losing €60,000 or something. Like, so it's just, I don't know where it stems from or what's the story, but it just seems like it's too prevalent at the moment in Ireland.
It is,
I mean,
right.
Maybe the government the government, maybe they're only doing as much as they can. I don't know, but we certainly need to, organisations like Piata House, like Alone, like Spun Out, and so on, to deal with the overflow of people. Because Piata House, last year alone, answered over 31,000 phone calls. You know, and I mean, each phone call costs about €10 because there's professionals at the end of the line answering these phone calls who are trained to deal with these situations. So like, it's not a cheap or a, you know, it's not like it's an expensive enough sort of service, I suppose, you know.
And I know, Con, like it was bad before COVID. Now when this hit us now in March, and as you said, a lot of people are suffering because of this. And what is going to happen after this? Like, it's bad enough, like the pandemic with COVID-19. Now we're going to have to face another with people's mental health, because, as you said, people are going to be losing homes and jobs. And you know, there has to be a way. We have to help the people that are struggling and let them know, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the one thing we always say, there is light, talk to somebody. But sometimes, you know, when you feel everything is gone, like as you said, your friend lost his house, it's very hard, and it is going to be really hard. I mean, the government are going to really have to be looking at how to help people with mental health too after this COVID, because it is affecting people. As you said, you've been told there's an increase. I haven't done anything really much on this through the COVID, but I'm sure there has been, and it's been out there saying there will be, and people are suffering. What did they say? 1 in 5 women now are going to doctors with depression through COVID. So something has to be done, and what you're doing is great. So tell, how are you finding every day? Tell us, give us a day. What do you do every day? Give us one day's event. It's like, what did you do this morning? You'll walk for how many hours, take a break, and do what?
Yeah, well, generally what I do is I try and get up early enough. Like, I've started being camping a lot as well, because there's the stretches of the coastline. So I'm basically sticking to the coastline and just working my way from the Turkish border to the Romanian border. But the stretches where, like, there's not really anywhere suitable to be staying. So I have about 10 kg of luggage, which includes like a tent and a sleeping bag and so on. So sometimes I'm wild camping in maybe a forest, or sometimes I'm camping on the beach or whatever. Like, it'd be, and like, don't get me wrong, it's stunning scenery and so on. But it can be. I tend to wake up at like sunrise if I'm camping. I'll find a local shop or something to buy like a coffee or two, and then I'll get going around 9-10 o'clock, and I try and walk for maybe 2 or 3 hours before the midday heat, because it is about 30 degrees over here most days from around 12 o'clock. So I try and schedule or plan my routes so that I end up kind of somewhere with a bit of civilization for around lunchtime, and then I kind of chill for a couple of hours, have some lunch. And then I get going again then at about 3 or 4, and generally I do about roughly 20-25 kilometres a day. But there has been some days where I've done less because of for whatever reason. Yeah. I mean, I got stung by a wasp 2 days ago, which didn't
wasp
help, and I was actually on my toe as well. So,
oh no!
And it turns out I might be slightly allergic to Bulgarian wasps. So. I've had to sort of, like, although I did manage to do 24 kilometres yesterday, I don't know, like, but then today I kind of, I don't know, I'll see how I get on, but it's healing, but it's grand. But I mean, like, I'm coming, like, I've only got 6 days left, so I'm just going to have to persevere and get through, because I'm not stopping now, if that makes sense, you know.
No, and you're doing great. Yeah. And listen, Con, are you feeling safe enough, like, just travelling around on your own? Is it safe enough there when you're camping? Like, are you on your own, like, camping and like on a beach or wherever you go in the forest?
Yeah, well, not all the time. I mean, I was lucky enough that at the beginning, a good friend of mine, Chris McCarter, he was down at the, he was at the sort of second town that I reached. So I camped with him and his girlfriend and his friends. He actually lives over here the last 6 years, some of that. And then I was on my own for a bit of a stretch, and then I met up with a friend and her daughter Leah, Lena. So and we camped together for a while. And what was happening was, like, so she, like, I'd camp with them one night, say, and then what I'd do is I'd walk, say, maybe 20 kilometres or 40 kilometres over a couple of days, and then I'd meet up with them again.
Oh, great, you know, yeah, like, yeah.
So I've had, you know, I haven't been totally isolated or alone.
And, yeah, you need a bit of company as well.
Yeah, you do.
And what's it like over there through all this COVID, like, as well? Is there the restrictions quite strict?
No, Bulgaria were actually responded pretty well to the whole thing. They shut the country down pretty quickly. I think they shut down the country on the 13th of March, and there was only about 20 cases in the country at the time. But they just said, "No, they just shut it down." So throughout the whole thing, they actually managed it really well. They never really had more than 100 cases a day, even at its peak. So they decided to open up sort of most places around the middle of May. And then everywhere, sort of, nearly everywhere is open now since the sort of middle of June. They still don't do. There's still no spectators at football matches and stuff like that. Or I think there's a limit of maybe 500 people. I'm not 100% sure, but they've done pretty well. And like, although the cases have risen recently, they're able to manage the cases. They have enough beds in the hospitals and so on. So it seems to be. I mean, who knows what will happen? Like, I mean, we're all living sort of day by day, week by week, all over the world to see what will happen. So, but I mean, I haven't encountered any issues where, like, I mean, there are some businesses that have suffered and closed down, and that is quite you can't actually see that everywhere. But there's plenty of places open where you can grab a coffee or a lunch or, you know, a beer at night if you want.
And would they have many tourists in there now, or have no tourists kind of come?
Not really, no. Funny enough, though, I've been staying in campsites and as well, and I've stayed in some guest houses, and I've been talking to some of the owners, and they're actually having a really good summer because Bulgarians have decided to stay in Bulgaria. So
spend the money there.
Instead of them going to Greece or Romania or whatever the kind of surrounding countries which they normally would, they've all come down to the Black Sea. So I mean, the coast has, although it's probably not been the best years, they may survive it, you know.
We're all like that, I think, even here in Ireland, with like your staycations and staying here and putting the money into Ireland when we can. But it's just been a weird time, hasn't it, really, over the past couple of months. But fair play to you for doing this, Con. And tell me, when are you thinking of, like, are you going to be coming home soon to Ireland, or are you over there for another few months?
I'll be home. I'm home around the middle of September because, as far as I know, I might actually have to quarantine for a couple of weeks when I get back.
Yeah.
I'm starting my final year in St. Pat's BCU on this. I'm actually studying. I'm a mature student studying to be a primary school teacher. I'm beginning my final year on the 5th of October. I kind of have to be back. I'm heading back up to Sofia, where I was based. My good friends who I've made over the last 6 months are mostly musicians and so on, and they're actually holding a fundraiser night as well, which all the proceeds will go towards the charity. And so that's on the 3rd of September, and we'll have a welcome home kind of party for me, and also a kind of a goodbye party for me as well. But the main thing is we're also going to be raising funds for the charity. I mean, like, so far I think I've raised about €5,500,
great,
which in terms of money and how that translates into what that actually can do is, I mean, that's about 550 phone calls answered now for Piata House. So,
brilliant.
I mean, it's amazing, really, what can happen when people pull together and throw a 10 or 20 quid, whatever it is they can afford. And, you know, like, I was not expecting, I really wasn't. And I'm totally overwhelmed and I'm so happy with how it's turned out, because I was looking to raise maybe €1,000 or something like that, because it costs about €1,000 to put one person through a full programme who has suicidal thoughts. And they'll get treatment until they're you know, they feel better and so on. So I was kind of hoping to save at least one life, whereas now I've probably, well, I mean, hopefully I've saved maybe six lives, seven lives. You know, it's incredible, really. And I'm delighted. That's what keeps me going.
Well, that's
even
great.
Even with the blisters and even with the wash things and all that kind of stuff. That's what keeps me
and
going.
And the sore toe.
There's the thoughts of every kilometre is a phone call. You
brilliant.
Know?
And how can people donate now if they're listening this morning?
Well, I mean, the only way, basically, I have a Facebook fundraiser page. It's called Black Sea Walk Talk. So I'm pretty sure you can search for that in Facebook. And maybe you could share the link on your Near FM Facebook page or something like that.
Yeah.
And besides that, I mean, if people are listening and they just want to donate, just donate directly to Pieta House.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it doesn't matter if the money comes from my page or if it comes from directly from someone's pocket, because at the end of the day, the money goes directly to Pieta House anyway. So if you feel like you want to sponsor, just go straight to either Pieta House website or find me on Facebook, and you'll see my donation page, and it'd be great. The money is amazing as well. But the main thing is just people are aware, that it is okay not to be okay. There are services out there that are free of charge. If you want to reach out, if you're not feeling too well, make that phone call. And then also, if people can just be aware of their surroundings and be aware that look for signs in their own sort of close circle of friends. If they see someone's not, if they're not answering their phone, if they're sleeping in all the time, or just make that phone call. Just ring your mate and say, there's nothing better than seeing your phone ringing and your friend picks up and your friend's on the line saying, "Hello, are you okay?" It's a simple
That's
question.
All, yeah.
Are you okay? And,
yeah.
And it's such a nice thing to hear.
Mm.
So I think we all need to I just think we should all just look out for each other and reach
exactly.
out if you can, reach out if you can, and just communicate a little bit better with telephone calls and so on.
Brilliant. Well, it's great what you're doing, Con. And your dad must be so proud of you, because he was the one that emailed in to see, would we talk to you? And they must be missing you and worried about you as well. So you're still you're doing every day walking, and you're away from home at this time.
That makes them worried. So.
Yeah.
I think they've been worried most of their lives about me anyway, because I tend to do these kind of things. But anyway.
Yeah. No. Well, fair play to you. We'll always worry.
Yeah. I mean, my mother is very proud as well. So.
Yeah.
And I think most people are. So. That also spurs me on as well, but
great.
As I said, it kind of started off as just a sort of a thought, and then it just happened, and it's just totally exploded into this, and I really wasn't expecting it. So thanks to everybody, to anybody listening, thanks for all the donations, all the shares.
Brilliant.
And thanks. That's all I can really say about the whole thing,
If they want to go on to Facebook, it's Black Sea Walk to Talk. Con, we might actually be in touch with you again next week, just to see where you are and how you're getting on, just a few minutes to see how much money's been donated and where you are next Wednesday, if that's okay.
Yeah, well, next Wednesday I should be definitely finished, and Wednesday is the 2nd. I'll probably be on my way back to Sofia, so but are you talking about the same time?
Yeah, might give you a ring then,
okay,
just to see how it went and how you're getting on and things. Right. Okay. Well, listen, Con, thanks a million, and for talking to us, and keep up the good work.
And thanks for getting back to me, Dad, and thanks for spreading your awareness
and
so on. And really appreciate it.
And you're right. Things have to be done for suicide here in Ireland. It's just getting way out of hand. And as we're in these trying times, we need more funding.
Yeah.
And fair play to you for doing this. So, Con, mind yourself, and we'll be in touch again next Wednesday. Okay.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
Right,
thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye, Con.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
And there you go, that was Con McCormick speaking to us there from Bulgaria. And he's doing that Black Sea coastline walk from Bulgarian Black Sea coastline to the Turkish border, to the Romanian border. So remember, if you have a few bob to donate, go on to his Facebook page, Black Sea Walk to Talk, and that's Con McCormick. And or even, as I said, donate to Pieta House. We need to get this sorted. There's too many lives been taken, and help. We need more help to help people out there who are struggling.